Okay, this is pretty awesome. So if you are into science-backed products when it comes to your health, your gut health, but also woman-owned products, I must introduce you to Equilibria. I'm so thankful I discovered them this year. I mean, Equilibria, they help you take on your wellness journey knowing that you have a dedicated one-on-one support to help you achieve your goals. So it's not like you're just taking a pill mindlessly. You actually get one-on-one support. That's awesome. And their signature product, which is EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense, it comes in a convenient 3-in-1 capsule form. And so this is specifically formulated to bolster digestive health and fortify gut barrier protection, among other benefits. And we know that a balanced gut not only enhances our immunity, but also contributes to our overall mental well-being and our quality of sleep, of course, having efficient digestion and even radiant skin. But what distinguishes Equilibria's probiotic supplement is its meticulous selection, which is tailored to women's health needs. And of course, like I said, science-backed, and they're also ensuring affordability without compromising potency. And as someone who once struggled pretty severely with gut health issues for years, I intensified my focus on gut health in, I'd say, around 2020. And I'm thrilled to have recently discovered these products this year, as of course, they're backed by research for women's well-being, they're women-owned, and they support overall microbiome health, warding off harmful bacteria and enhancing our nutrient absorption. So head to myeq.com and use code MAGIC for 15% off Equilibria's microbiome defense and much more. That's myeq.com. And use code MAGIC at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. Journaling, I mean, gosh, it's everything to me. And I honestly, like, I laugh saying that because I can't believe I'm still talking about journaling, sort of, because I started writing this book and I got the idea for this book in 2013. I was 22 years old. I'm now 28. And like, this is still kind of my bread and butter, but it's hilarious because it's like, I still need it and I still do it. And I will until I'm 90. You know what I mean? Like, it's such a simple, free, underrated wellness or personal growth practice that I will never not need it personally. And some people, you know, can process verbally or, you know, process with friends, and I need to do all of those things too. However, I don't know what I'm thinking or feeling unless I'm writing. And I have found that writing has been my greatest, journaling in particular, not writing essays and not blog posts, but writing for the purpose of letting it out of my mind, right? Like, let it out is about why it's called that. Why the book is called that is because my mom would say to me when I was sick as a kid, if I either had a stuffy nose or if I like had the flu and needed to throw up, she would say, let it out, you gotta let it out. And it's so true. It's like, you've got to get all that gunk out. If you like need to throw up and you like swallow it, like eventually you're going to need to let it out. That's cool. That's fine. Like, it's just going to like go back down your esophagus. Sorry, this is so graphic.
I love it though, because it's so true. It's so fitting.
It's so true. It's so true. And it's like, this is also like a very graphic example, but I just thought of this yesterday of like, I'm sorry, it's about poop. Is that okay?
Please, TMI all the way.
Okay, great. So I think about this in the sense of feeling your feelings. And, you know, I'm someone, I had a therapist tell me years ago, like, you don't feel your feelings, you think your feelings. So you're not actually in your body feeling them unless they get really dire and they like come over you. And then when that happens, you just push them away. You need to like feel it for a couple minutes. Don't run away from it and let it move through you. And then you can move on. And I thought of this analogy yesterday because I was feeling something so intensely, and I just like, it came up mostly like in my chest, and I like felt like I needed to cry, and I like couldn't in that moment. So I like pushed it down, but then eventually like later that day it came back and I did feel it, and eventually it went away. And so I thought of this as like, you know how if you like have to poop, but you're like driving or you're like out and about and you're like nowhere near a bathroom or it's like a public bathroom and you just like can't go right then?
Oh, yes.
It's the worst feeling. Worst, it's horrible.
Uncomfortable feeling, but you got to let it out.
But yeah, you have to, in that moment, hold it in. Like, yep. Holding it in is what you have to do sometimes. And, like, we have to do that with our emotions sometimes. Like, if you're feeling horrible and vulnerable about, like, a relationship thing, but you have a big career thing happening that day, you're probably going to hold in the emotion of the career thing and do your presentation and then feel the relationship thing later. Like, you're just like, you can't take the poop right then, you know? Yeah. But eventually you're going to have to take the poop, right? And so it's the difference between what I call, like, coping or solving. Like, coping is pushing it down, doing something that will make you feel better in the moment, like turning to TV or turning to a snack or whatever to, like, ignore the feeling. And eventually you're going to have to go back to it when it comes up to you, because it's just going to get caught in your body. It's going to create, I believe, disease or, like, negativity or stagnation or just negative things. So that's what letting it out, that's what journaling really helps with. You know, journaling, it can be very uncomfortable for people, including myself. Like, sometimes it's the last thing I want to do because it puts the mirror up in your face to face yourself and to be present with yourself. You know, when you're journaling, you can't really be multitasking. You can't really be doing a bunch of other things. You have to be present, which is, you know, why I love it. And when I was researching the book, I found out that we have over 60,000 thoughts a day. And a lot of those are repeat thoughts or negative patterning or programming and just stuff we think on repeat. And so to sit down and let your thoughts out of your head onto the page, then you can sift through them and sort them and decide which ones are true, which ones are holding you back, where you picked them up from, and decide which ones you want to listen to and decide what feelings you need to feel. And journaling on its own isn't like the end all be all. It's not like the wellness tool that's going to heal you. It's the wellness tool that's going to make all the other wellness tools do their job. You know, it's like I can go into my therapy session way more armed to, like, with clarity of, like, where I need guidance and help and support if I've journaled before. And I can, like, make the medicine I get from therapy or from talking to a friend or from acupuncture or from meditation, I can take those revelations that I have or those, like, realizations about myself or about my situation, and I can make them, it's more potent for me if I can sit down and process it in my journal. It helps me remember, it helps me integrate it and make a plan. And so I think it's the best piece, it's the best partner to all of these other practices that we can do for ourselves. And also it'll make your relationships deeper. It not only will make your relationship with yourself better because you'll be more self-aware, but you can bring that self-awareness to your relationships and you'll have more clarity and you'll feel more, you'll just feel hopefully more clear.
I am an everyday a touch of mascara kind of gal, though I love a full glam moment. So whether I'm simply just adding my Liquid Lash Extensions mascara by Thrive Cosmetics or adding their highlighter, eyeliner, or eyeshadow to my full glam, Thrive has been my go-to since 2020 for most of my makeup products. So that's why I'm so excited that they're sponsoring this episode. And why do I love them? Well, not only is their quality and their application just chef's kiss, but also the causes they support. In fact, it's in the name, Thrive Cosmetics, C-A-U-S-E, Medics. Thrive Cosmetics and Bigger Than Beauty Skincare exist to empower their customers, employees, and giving partners to live their most confident lives. And so they believe in responsive giving. And so thanks to your support, they either donate their high performance products or much needed funds to help communities thrive. Can't emphasize enough how great their mascara is. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. Plus, it's incredibly easy to remove. Just a gentle wash with warm water, and it doesn't leave any smudges. The nourishing ingredients also support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. And let me tell you, as someone with blonde eyebrows, I really do appreciate the natural look of their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. This easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder. So just a few strokes to the line of your brows and fill in any sparse areas, and it comes with a little spoolie brush to lift and tame your brows afterwards. So with 8 shades to choose from, you'll always find the perfect match for your natural brow hair color. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/magic. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/magic for 10% off your first order. With Mother's Day just around the corner, are you thinking about something truly special for your mama? I am. And let me tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? So here is how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email, and these can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And then MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And then guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. You get to preserve her voice and her stories for your family. I mean, imagine you're discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, the challenges that she had to overcome in life, the way that you two connect and relate, and also the way her grandkids will relate to her. I mean, this book becomes a legacy and something that you and your future generations can truly treasure forever. I mean, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories, so this is your chance to give her a way to share them. And not only am I creating one for my mom now for Mother's Day, but for my dad's birthday, as my dad is turning 80 this year, and I like to gift him with sentimental gifts. You know, he's gifted my family and I so many treasured moments. So I wanted to create something for us to collect these memories and for my future kids, for them to know my father's voice. So beautiful, sentimental, easy to use. Let me emphasize, easy to use. And you can truly create one for anyone. Your mom, your dad, your bestie, maybe even you. So check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code MAGIC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com and use code MAGIC for 10% off today.
Yes. Well, first of all, rewinding all the way back to the beginning of this, that was probably, yes, the grossest, yet honestly most clear analogy on that situation. And I am putting it in my pocket.
Right?
You're so good at analogies.
Thanks. I mean, I was like coming up my stairs yesterday and I honestly like kind of had to poop and I was like, oh, good thing I'm home because I wouldn't have been able to do this like on the subway 10 minutes ago. I would have had to like hold it. And like, I guess I could talk, pee is the same way, I guess. That would probably be less graphic.
It just takes it to another level. I honestly like the poop. And people could, I'm sorry if everybody listening that grossed you out in any way, but it is what it is.
But get over it because we all poop and like
we all do it.
Yeah.
And also, yes, to journaling and making you feel so present in that moment. Now, that can be so uncomfortable, like you said. And so, how can everyone listening like make the most of their journaling sessions, especially when we can easily be so uncomfortable with the uncomfortable?
Yeah. I'm very bad at being uncomfortable, like horribly bad at it. We all are. Some people maybe are better at it.
Like, some people love it, to be honest.
I often say, you know, journaling is, you have to make sure you're doing it for yourself or it's not journaling. If you're writing and you're editing or you're like worried about how it looks or spelling or that someone will find it, like that's fine. You're writing, but you're not necessarily journaling. That's like writing a letter, an email, or a blog post. And so really make sure it's just for you. And if that means you need to rip it up and throw it away right away or burn it or flush it down the toilet or, you know, do something like that with it, then fine. Or delete the file right off your computer after. Like do that so you know that it's just for you and it has that impermanence. For me, I was being gifted a lot of beautiful journals, like from Anthropology, the Paper Source, and like all these beautiful expensive journals after my book came out. which was lovely, but I would find myself wanting to write in it only positive things. And that's not really the point of letting it out. It's sometimes positive, but it's also sometimes boring or negative or horrible or dark or, you know, really light and maybe embarrassing because it's like, I can't have that big goal or, you know, whatever it is. And so I started writing on a legal pad, and I found that to be really helpful because on a legal pad, I was less precious and I could just throw it away after. And I often do. And so I think just making sure you're writing for yourself, that's number one key, you know, and just not judging it, actually just letting it out. And then, you know, the piece about the resistance of not wanting to feel those feelings. I think if you ask yourself a good question, you'll get a good answer. It'll kind of take you into those corners of your mind that you maybe don't want to go into, or you're nervous to go into, or you're scared to go into, like, you know, a trauma or like a micro trauma or just like a bad day or like a bad conversation with someone and you're scared, but it'll help you to process it when you do. It's just like the feeling of, like, you know, to take this poop analogy with us, like, you know, sometimes it kind of cramps when it comes up, but you feel way better after, you know, it's like, you got to just kind of get through it. And yeah, I mean, I think just not being precious with it, doing it, you know, what I love about journaling is it can be done anywhere. It doesn't cost anything. You don't have to do it at a certain time of day, but and anybody can do it. If you can write a text message, you can journal. If you can write an email, you can journal. It's simply writing as we speak. It's having a conversation with your intuition, with yourself, just like you would with a really close friend. It's just the most non-judgmental friend you'll ever have. And I find that with other people, even people who are safe, like a therapist or a coach or a close friend, there's a little bit of judgment there just because there's another person. And if you remove that judgment completely by just doing it with yourself, you know that you're safe to be vulnerable and authentic and fully real and as emotional as you want to be.
Your title for this is now going to be Katie Delabout, Let It Out Something and Poop Analogies.
Yes! So many poop analogies.
Yomies, that is a wrap. I hope this episode was expanding for you in some way, shape, or form. Feel free to visit our site at yourownmagic.com or check out my shop, eyesofaspen.com. Connect with the other Your Own Magic listeners. We would love to see more conversations started on the Your Own Magic Facebook group. So with all that being said, thank you so much again for tuning in, and I hope you have a magical rest of your day.